personally under investigation. Comey writes, I replied that I had passed his request to the acting deputy attorney general, but I had not heard back. He replied that, quote, the cloud was getting in the way of the ability to do his job.
Blake Berman with the Fox Business Network.
It does appear that Jim Comey had confirmed to the president that he personally was not under investigation.
Comey also saying the president told him, I need loyalty, I expect loyalty. Meanwhile, the directors of National Intelligence and the NSA telling senators they're in discussions with the White House about whether their conversations with the president are protected by executive privilege. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Chances are, at this moment, you're probably not inside a Denny's, which is perfectly fine by us. Because with new Denny's online ordering, you no longer need to be in a Denny's to enjoy your Denny's. You could be at home or by a lake. Look at you exploring. So order Denny's pancakes, burgers, or something you've never tried before. Today's all about exploring. New Denny's online ordering. Whatever, whenever, and now wherever. Order now at Denny's.com. Price and participation may vary. Delivery available in select locations.
The key to success? Keep it simple. Especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Here's another community event from WAOV. The Knox County CASA, or court-appointed special advocates, needs volunteers to serve as advocates in court cases for children who have been abused or neglected. If you want to volunteer or find out more about the program, contact Dina Hell at Knox County CASA at 812-886-4470. Again, volunteers are needed to serve as advocates for the CASA program. For more information, call 812-886-4470.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Join in on the fun Saturday, June the 24th at the Lincoln Amphitheater and Molzer Crushed Stone present Appetite for Destruction, the ultimate tribute to Guns N' Roses. Take a journey back to their most classic days in music. Tickets can be purchased at LincolnAmphitheater.com.
Family Farmer Fleet. Let Raven Tire's dedicated team show you why they're different. Save big on Goodyear tires at Raven. Get up to a $140 rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear auto or light truck tires. Raven Tire is your home for everything that rolls. A full selection of ATV, UTV, lawn, and trailer tires. Plus all farm and heavy truck. 65 years of family values giving you a customer-first experience. Raven. Tires. Service. And online at RavenTire.com.
Menards is your one-stop home improvement center, and now during our construction sale, you'll save big on everything for your home. From lumber to lights, doors to floors, paint to power tools, Menards has it all. Cut big jobs down to size with a Pegasus folding work table from Works. It features easy-to-use quick clamps to hold work securely. It also converts into a sawhorse and folds flat for easy storage. Only $99. Now during Menards construction sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a laugh minute from your home of the Bob and Tom Show.
The Hurricane is
here.
Hey,
is that my new name? I'm all excited about it. Thanks for having me here. Okay, Bob and Tom Show, how are you?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, thanks for cupcakes and cage fighting, jello shots and duct tape.
Woo!
Let's party.
Come on.
Starts the weekend. Wednesday. That's the day. It's the weekend. Let's go.
Yeah.
Comedian Greg Honest here.
Hurricanes. When a hurricane's coming your way, you need water, batteries, and extra string for your kite. Because that sucker's going to go, baby. You don't even need a kite. You can fly a rock. You can fly your sister. It's windy. Yo, I love football. I'd like to be an old coach myself.
Really?
It's fun to be an old coach, football coach, when I'm older. Take life experience. Help the kids. They can come in at halftime. I got the speech for them. You can think you're in pain. You don't know pain till you find out your third wife is a transvestite. Run the plays! I don't drink because I want to. I drink because I have to. Defense!
That's right.
Listen to the Bob and Tom Show weekday mornings and Bob and Tom Extra on Saturdays.
How would you like to put an extra $50 in your pocket? Now that I have your attention, let's get your opinion about money. Go to originalcompany.com to complete our money survey. It's a chance for you to win $50 in cash from these Original Company radio stations.
The 97.7 WAOE forecast now. Mostly sunny today, high of 75. Mostly clear tonight, low 53. Sunny tomorrow, high of 78. For the weekend, sunny Friday, high of 84. 87 sunny on Saturday, sunny and hot on Sunday, and a high of 91 degrees. Join us right here for St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. It's your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. 97.7 WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award, was selected by the Smithsonian Institute to attend Oxford University in England, and received a special degree in English Country Housing. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is Ask the Designer featuring Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. I'm Cher Elliott, co-host here from the Original Company, and we're broadcasting live from the WAOV Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio. You can listen to us at 97.7 FM, AM 1450, or online at newsknoxcounty.com. We have a flipper that's going through that you can send in questions, and you can listen live by clicking on Live Sports or on the bottom right-hand corner. So here we are, and this is Ask the Designer. This is your chance to learn more about interior design, furniture, and how this can all help you in your next home project, remodel, or room update. All right, and I'd like to welcome Greg Grizzly here with us today. Hi, Greg.
Good afternoon, Cher.
How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. We're so glad to have you here as a part of our afternoon talk shows. And we'll be here every Wednesday at 3 o'clock to talk about lots of great things. And so what's one of the topics you want to discuss today?
We're going to talk about the trends for 2017 today. You know, that's a normal question that people ask when I walk in the store, and they go, well, you know, what's new? What's the new hot thing? What's the new hot topic, et cetera?
Okay, and what's probably the newest thing or the hottest craze right now?
Okay, well, the new thing is this all-white, kind of the all-white look that we've been having for the last several years is kind of gone now. It's no longer cool to have an all-white room.
I could never have an all-white room at my home. Even with adult-grown children, it still doesn't work out well for me.
You know, even adults spill coffee and a little red wine now and then, so that white doesn't do real well with it.
No.
The other thing is we're seeing rounded furniture coming back. And circular furniture, like round ottomans, round cocktail tables. You know, we've been pretty angular for the last several years, and everything's been pretty square, rectangles, and everything like that. So now we're seeing rounded and circular coming back. This kind of leads into the home is more important to the public now than it was for several years.
Okay, you know, I've noticed that you do have one of those sofas that have the rounded curve to it, and I found that interesting. You know, you'd have to have just the right kind of place to place a sofa like that. You can't just shove it in a corner like you do with some of the others from today.
Well, and the other thing about the new shapes and sofas that you're talking about is we have a wing-style sofa that you can actually shove into a corner.
Oh.
And it angles.
Excellent.
So if you're sitting on opposite end of the sofa, you can, and somebody's in the middle, you can all three talk.
Very nice. Because, yeah, you know, the way it is, sometimes you have to lean over across someone to talk to the other person at the end of the sofa or the sectional. So, yeah, that is great. That makes it nice that it has that fanned effect, so you're not not that you're being rude, but, you know, having to lean over someone else.
And you're liable to spill the wine, too.
Oh, yeah. If you're at my house, you definitely would be spilling the wine, that's for sure. That's for sure. What else is going on with the trends of 2017?
The burnished metals are on their way out. We've seen, you know, bronzes and things like this for a long time. Now we're starting to see shiny again.
Ooh.
So, you know, those people that have some chrome leftovers, you're back in style.
There you go. Awesome. I like chrome. Chrome is, I like bright, shiny, so that's good.
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing today, a lot of young people like bling bling in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that interest for the bling and the bright and colorful things, kind of actually, I think the color's prettier with chrome than it is with the bronze and things like that.
Yeah. What else do you have to share?
The other new thing is a thing that a lot of the women walk in and they go, I don't want great big heavy looking overstuffed furniture. And that's going out. We're getting back to more tailored, more trim lines. We're seeing smoother looks again,
okay.
You know, instead of this big poofy marshmallowy looking stuff. So.
Yes. And that's always a challenge for me to be able to crawl out of furniture like that with having short legs and, you know, you kind of get sucked in. So the more tailored look and more firm is definitely good for us shorter people. So that's good.
Right. And the other thing we're seeing, a lot of sofas and chairs on legs now without the skirts. You know,
yeah.
So the legs show on the furniture pieces.
Yeah, you see, I remember seeing that with a lot of the wingback chairs in the sitting rooms and the formal living rooms. So now we're taking that on into the couches, the sofas, and the love seats as well.
Right, yeah. We still have some of the sofas that look like they go to the floor, but it's actually on a small leg.
Okay.
And there's a few skirts left in for the basic traditional home. But a lot of the sofas have an open base. So the square or rounded legs show, and many times we can order those in special colors and finishes. So
that's a nice accent to the material that you're selecting for that. Very nice. Lots of great choices.
We're also getting more color in rooms now. So a punch of red, you know, and of course one of the basics, and almost everybody knows this, but I'll repeat it for those that don't, is that there should be one black item in every room.
Really?
That seems to be a law. I don't know that there's really such a thing as a law. But usually black gives you a settling point.
Okay.
So it gives you a break away from a color. A lot of times it can be a little black end table. It can be a black floor lamp. It could be a black picture frame. But usually someplace in the room, there's a place that black works.
Okay. And it kind of just neutralizes and gives you that calming out of everything else going on.
Right, yeah.
Very nice. Any other hot trends?
The other, you know, of course, gray is the new beige.
Yes.
We've heard that all spring.
Yes.
And the other thing is blue's coming in today. It's going to be a really, really move into blues, and your azure blues, your colonial blues are going to be back, your gray blues are going to be back. Those are calming colors.
Okay.
And now that people are saying our home's becoming important to us again, we're going to entertain at home, they're wanting to add some of that comfort colors in.
Nice. Yeah, I've always liked the tan, but I've noticed a lot of the gray with some white baseboard, white trim, and even exterior houses are going with the gray, and I really like that. I think it's very classy, very sharp.
Well, the gray and the taupe is a very classic, you know, look that's been around for years. And then, you know, grays with burgundy is a great look. That's always good together. And we're starting to see a little more burgundy hit the reds and burgundies come in, because with the gray, you need some color to kind of punch it up.
Sure.
Get too dull.
Yeah. And even blue, even though it's a nice color, it's still kind of fades and bleeds into the gray. So, yeah, that burgundy and the red probably does really make that pop.
Yeah. And then for somebody that really wants to break it up more than that, if you have the blues and grays in the same room, add a punch of sunshine yellow.
Yellow, yes. I'm seeing a lot of yellow in the windows, and from anywhere from clothing to furniture. So it's neat to see the yellow make a big comeback as well.
Yeah, and you know, you can always use creams, and you know, and of course, you know, your apple green is still a big color too. And oddly enough, it works with your grays.
Okay. So now when I think of apple green, I think of Granny Smith apples. And is that the, that's
exactly
the color?
Exactly right. That's why they call it apple green.
Okay.
You're right on the dot.
Good. That, of course, green's my favorite color. I'm a Lincoln Alice, so I bleed green. it doesn't seem to matter what shade, I like green. So that's good to know that my favorite is still okay to use. Good. All right. Well, we'll take a minute here and go to break. And when we come back, what's on the topic for when we return?
I want to talk about what we're going to do with the show in the future, since this is our first show.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a little thing coming up and some of the things we'll explore together.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back shortly.
Share it with our audience by dropping a flyer at the Brevoort House at 522 Bustern Street in downtown Vincennes. You can also fax it to us, 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com. Or just send it in the mail to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Let WAOV help you get the word out about your community event.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
This is
great.
What?
I am normally where Haywood's sitting.
You are what?
You know what you are, Tom? You're a good friend.
That was sarcasm.
You know,
any day now, too.
But does the world need more Griswolds?
Oh, yeah. Weekday mornings, 5 until 10.
Tune in to Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Streets of Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road of Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
Hi, Jenny here from your local Big Deal store. Have you checked this place out yet? We've got gift certificates from dozens of local businesses, all sale priced. I'm talking restaurants, entertainment, car care, and items for your home. And you can shop 24 hours a day from the convenience of your home or from your smartphone. Big Deals. We're kind of a big deal.
Just go to newsknoxcounty.com, click TOC Big Deals, and save.
Here at News Talk WAOV, we try to keep you up to date on what's going on around the city of Vincennes. And we continue that effort with live coverage of Vincennes City Council meetings broadcast in their entirety on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 6 on News Talk WAOV. So when you want to find out what's going on around the city of Vincennes and the things that affect you, listen every second and fourth Monday starting at 6 for live coverage of Vincennes City Council on WAOV.
And we're back here live in the Bob Lechner WAOV studio, and I'm Cher Elliott with the Original Company. Here with me this afternoon is Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. Enjoying it.
We are so excited to have this program. We'll be here each Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And of course, we're actually featuring a whole week of live talk shows at 3 o'clock here on WAOV. You can tune us in on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, or go to newsknoxcounty.com and then click on the Ask the Designer tile on the right hand side. That will live stream. We have it every week, so it's pretty exciting to have this going on. We're so thankful for you to be here, and let's talk about our show. What are we going to be doing in the future?
Okay, in the future, we'll have a little design trend section like we did today. Then I want to bring in a section and do a little interview thing with other professionals. Not only professionals in the furniture field that sell me furniture, in other words, representatives from different companies to tell you about their quality and what they offer and the things that we do for our clients at the store, but then also I want to bring in other working professionals that I work with in the local community, mm-hmm. because we have a lot of professionals that I rely on some of their opinions. So I'm going to bring them in and interview them and talk to them so people get to know them. And then if you're going into a store to shop for wall covering or paint or windows or different items, you're going to have someone that you've heard on the radio and they say, oh, I really like the way they talked and they're helpful. And, you know, the nice thing about our small community is, you know, when we go into a hometown store that's a locally owned place, those people really care about their customer.
Absolutely.
Because we have to depend on you coming back.
That's right. That's right. And just for the listeners, I know on the intro it talked a little bit about your qualifications for what you do, but how long have you been in this industry, and not just furniture? I mean, you have a lot that you juggle. So tell us a little bit about what goes on with Greg's business.
Well, Greg likes to do some community volunteer work, and I love my design, the design that I do. I do all the buying for the store. Of course, the girls have input into that because that I don't wait on every person that walks in the front door.
That's right.
So this is something that I want open to the community, too, is if there are certain topics that you want to hear discussed as a segment on this show, you have a site set up that they can write into us.
That's right.
And if there's a professional that you really like that you think we ought to interview, give us a name. We'll try to get them in here and see if they want to talk to us.
That's right. That's right. If you go to newsknoxcounty.com, in the middle of the page there, we have the flippers that talk about what's going on, with the station. There's one titled Ask the Designer, has the Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery logo right there. Just click on that tile. Automatically pops up a page where you can enter in the information. We do ask your name because we would like to give you a little shout out while we're here on the air. And it does ask for your email address because in case maybe we can't read it while we're on the air and we have further questions, we can still reach you. And then a nice area for you to put in lengthy questions. We are working to see if we can set it up so that way you can submit pictures in case you have a room that you're wanting to rearrange your existing furniture. You might be able to send that in, and Greg can take a look at that photo and be able to give just some quick ideas on how to freshen that look. So we're super excited about that. You can email those in at any time, and we'll have those ready here for our show on Wednesdays at 3. So pretty exciting. And, you know, you've been doing interior design here in this area 40 years?
More years than I really want to admit to. Over 40, Cher.
So it's not like this is your first rodeo with this. You're very well vested into what you do. I'm always amazed when we chat, because I love coming in the store and just chatting with you, this just flows from you. You know it. It comes from your heart. It comes from your gut. You can walk in and you can look at something and just make it entirely fabulous, and that's something that all your staff does. I know Jane does a lot of and all of the floral arrangements, those kind of things, and it's just stunning how you and the girls have transformed that store into so many different looks, and everything is always so fashionable and trendy.
Well, we try to stay up on what's going on. You know, I've been in the business a long time. I started sweeping the floors at Grizzly & Son Furniture when I was 5 years old. That was my job, to sweep, because we had oiled wood floors in the furniture store at that time. And it's been a wild ride. You know, a lot of it has been just by osmosis, because I had started going to Furniture Market with my dad and my grandfather when I was 8.
Wow.
And women weren't allowed to go to the furniture show at that
time.
Really? Yeah. My mother didn't like that very well.
From what stories I've heard, I'm sure she didn't appreciate that.
It was old school. You know, old furniture owners were that men did the business and the women stayed home.
Right.
And I know that's very chauvinistic today, but that's the way it was in the early 50s.
Sure, yeah. And so I'm sure there have been a lot of different trends that have come and gone. And of course, you know, there are some that are tried and true and come back. I know not too long ago the retro look was coming, and I was excited to see some of the little kitchenettes that were out, the metal legs, and they had like the marble top, because growing up, that's what was in my home and my grandmother's home. So it took me back to some fond memories of when I was a kid, so it was pretty exciting to see. So,
and that takes you right back to what we talked about in the first section about the chrome coming back.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's part of it. Right now, we've got a little saucer chair in the store that's very 50s looking.
Cute.
You know.
Cute.
In the 50s, all the sofas were up on legs.
Oh.
Not all of them were skirted either.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of stepping back in time a little bit. However, the new fabrics are amazing and fantastic. So that makes it a whole new world.
I'm in awe of the store, because the amount of different fabric choices that you have available for window treatments, for sofas, for recliners. I'm just amazed at all that you offer there.
I want to remind our listeners about one thing, though. We talked about questions earlier. No question is ever stupid in the design field, because I get all kinds of questions and people say, I hate to ask this because it sounds really dumb. Well, it really isn't. You know, my profession is design, and I try, but no one can know everything about everything.
That's right. That's right.
So consequently, no question is too dumb or wrong to ask or anything like that. You know, not long after Regal Furniture Facts started, I had a lady call and ask me about what size toss pillow she should use on her sofa.
Okay.
And she said, I think this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I said, it's not dumb at all. I said, it's very practical, you know.
Yeah. Right, right.
So, you know, we answered her question, and I assume she was happy. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we do. We want everybody to write into us, ask us any and all questions that they may have. Furniture, interior design, window treatments, that's another great opportunity that a client can have there at your store is window treatments. What's the hottest in window treatments?
The hottest thing right now are Genesis shades. They cut out the ultraviolet light, but you can see out.
Oh.
But depending on the opacity that you order, you don't necessarily see in.
Very nice.
So you can get that whole outdoor look, but yet your neighbors aren't going to see you sitting watching TV and eating popcorn or whatever you're doing.
Very good. Those are nice. And you mentioned our Regal Furniture Facts that we do. Just to let listeners know, Regal Furniture is kind enough to sponsor that with us. And we have audio segments that play regularly here on WAOV as well as WZDM and our sister stations in Robinson, WTYE and WTAY. But you can also see the full commercials online. We video them while we're there. So it's kind of nice to be able to see and see what we're talking about in those radio ads, and you get a better feel for what we're doing. Those can be found on those station websites as well. There's a link that says Regal Furniture Facts. Go there, and we have every video that we've done. I think we've been through 3 seasons now with that, and they've been great. I think you have done a great job of communicating some of the things that are going on in the store at the time, and then just talking about what's hot, what's the latest. So be sure and check those out as well. And the local people that you work with in interior design, you know, it's important for them to have that local connection as well. And very important that we work together in all of that. And, you know, you've been using these guys and gals for many years as well. And so I think it's important for listeners to also see how everybody works together with that.
A lot of the workmen and people I've worked with for years and years, and, you know, some of them have gone by the wayside and retired now, you know, but we seem to find new talent to replace them. And, you know, we've got, you know, we have a lot of craftsmen in this area that people don't realize sometimes.
Right, right. All right. Well, it's about 3:30, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be back here just shortly.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. One person is dead, four others injured, and one arrested following a morning accident on River Road near Purdue Road. The accident happened about 1:15 this morning. The deceased man has been identified as 19-year-old John Creamer of Vincennes. Two others were airlifted to St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis. The vehicle rolled over was found on its side after losing control on River Road. Police identified the likely driver as 24-year-old Joshua Sloan. He was found walking away from the accident scene. Authorities claim Sloan was intoxicated when the accident happened. Sloan is charged with operating while intoxicated, resulting in death, driving while suspended, resulting in death, and involuntary manslaughter. The names of those injured in the accident have not been released right now. Vincennes City Police and the Knox County Sheriff's Department are investigating, along with an Indiana State Police accident reconstructionist. The Vincennes City Fire Department has received a much-needed financial boost. That's $125,000 from an Assistance to Firefighters grant for updates of the department's radio and communications and implementing a new fitness training program. And the Knox County Commissioners are looking over a possible Knox County First resolution drafted by Commissioner Tim Ellerman. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Wednesday closing farm market report, and it was a Wednesday rally on the heels of Tuesday's up move. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. Weather forecast for dry and very hot benefited the ag markets on Wednesday. July corn going up another 7.5 cents, 384.75. September, 392.25, up 6.75. Diesel also up 6.75, finishing at 402.5. July soybeans, 930.75, up 7.25. The August also 7.25 higher, 934.25. November, 935.75, up 4 points. And July wheat up 9, finishing at 444.75. August live cattle up 57 cents, 124.17. Down 30 in the July lean hogs, 81.07. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your ag today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Churches, while your message is important to the people who regularly attend, you can send the same message to thousands of people throughout the area every week. Whether it's a program or broadcast of your service or outreach about the activities and services you have, radio is an economical and efficient way to reach the community. For more information, log on to originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591. Make sure you ask about our direct mail outreach program. For more information, contact us at originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591.
WAOV is giving away a pair of Cardinals tickets each week, and you can register to win Cardinals tickets at Snyder Body Shop and Premier Landscape. Listen to 97.7 WAOV, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
A big day for high school golfers in Knox County, and a transfer moves into Vincennes University. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Some Knox County high school golfers are going to fine-tune their game for tomorrow's Washington Regional at the Country Oaks Golf Course in Montgomery. Sectional champ Vincennes Lincoln and sectional runner-up South Knox will have their entire teams competing. Reveille will be represented on an individual basis by Vince Atkinson. Things start tomorrow morning at 9. Vincennes University head basketball coach Todd Franklin has announced Carter Skaggs will transfer from Chippewa Junior College to play at Vincennes University next season. He had played at Logan Sport High School and averaged 8 points a ball game for Chippewa last season. And Scooter Jeanette's historic night powered the Reds to a 13-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night in Cincinnati. St. Louis has dropped 5 straight. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Pickleball has come to the YMCA. The Y has accorded Gym 2 with open play times 9 to 11 Monday through Saturday mornings and 6:30 to 8:30 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. Equipment's available at the front desk. The 97.7 WAOE forecast now. Mostly sunny today, high of 75. Mostly clear tonight, low 53. Sunny tomorrow, high of 78. For the weekend, sunny Friday, high of 84. 87 sunny on Saturday, sunny and hot on Sunday, and a high of 91 degrees. Join us right here for St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. It's your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. 97.7 WAOV.
And we're back here live broadcasting from the WAOV Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio. And I'm Cher Elliott from the original company. Joining me is Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, we're having some fun here. And, of course, we want to remind listeners that if you have a question, be sure and visit NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer tile that slides through there and send us your questions. Our next subject that we wanted to talk about, probably I master more than most people, are design mistakes. What are some pitfalls that we need to be watching out for if we're going to redecorate a room or just freshen up a room?
Okay. These are several things I've noticed over the years. A lot of times when I walk into a house, a room is overly coordinated. Women have a tendency, when they're putting colors together, to do it like you dress in the morning.
Yes.
Like you lay out the skirt, the blouse, the jacket, the scarf, the jewelry, you know, and you lay it all together and make sure it looks great all together, layered. But furniture doesn't sit on top of each other.
Good point.
So you need to use a little bit of finesse when you come to putting colors in your room. They don't have to exactly match. They need to be in the same color families. But they don't. If you get them too matched, a room can get very dull and boring. You know, when you walk in some rooms, you kind of go, oh, I like this. You know, it may in your mind.
You take
that breath and you think, oh, this. In other rooms, you walk in and you go, so what?
Yeah, yeah. Those are my rooms because, I'm the kind that everything, needs to match. I'm kind of regimen like that. So it's like, okay, well, oh, that can't go together because, I'm going back to like elementary art class where, you don't put such big, bold primary colors together, that kind of thing. So I definitely need to start paying a little more attention to that. So I'll be taking notes in our shows here so I can start freshening up my place.
Well, if you've matched it too much, you need to add another color.
Okay. Maybe. Well, that's easy. That's easy enough.
That's easy to do. You can do that in a pillow, a flower arrangement.
Sure.
It doesn't even have to be an expensive object, but you can add that little punch of color here and there where you need it.
Right. It's amazing that something so small can make such a big difference by just adding in a splash of color.
Right.
And that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions that people have right now when they think about, oh my goodness, an interior designer. I could never afford to have somebody be an interior designer for me, or I'm in a townhouse or a condo, so I can't afford those things. So is that really true?
No, we try to work with about any reasonable budget. TV's kind of given some of that a bad name because they show either outrageous designs that
yes.
cost thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars, or they show the little tricks of the trade where they go in and recover something.
Sure.
But they never talk about labor or the cost of what they've put in the room or something like that. They talk about maybe the materials,
right?
How much the paint was or anything, but they don't talk about having that painting done or the wall covering installed or the fabric put on the sofa, which can run as much as a new sofa,
sure.
just in labor.
Sure.
So, it really doesn't have to be expensive. If we come out to the house, really, in most cases, if you purchase from us, there's no charge.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's great.
But if we usually ask for a $50 fee to come to the house, which just barely covers the trip in your car and the time that it takes.
That's very manageable, affordable.
And we make in-home appointments morning, noon, and night. Because a lot of times a couple wants to be there together and they can't get in the store together, so I go out at night. Like tomorrow night, I've got an appointment. I was in another customer's home Monday night.
Very nice. Well, that makes it handy. And again, people probably don't realize that you're available for those evening or, you know, late weekend appointments. So that's great that that's available. And $50 is a very manageable cost when you're looking at the scheme of what you're doing, whether it is a complete overhaul of the room, including paint color and carpet. You definitely want to invest that $50 to make sure that, you know, it covers that. So what are some of the other design mistakes that you're seeing?
Small rooms need the right scale pieces. I have a lot, you know, people come in and say, my room's really small, so I need a little bitty sofa and a little bitty chair. If you put tiny things in tiny rooms, your room looks smaller.
Oh, now see, I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought if you're using smaller things, it would make the room look larger.
No, but you just have to do the right scale.
Okay.
Tiny isn't always the right scale for the room. It depends on the wall, if it's chopped up with windows or, you know, that sort of thing. What your background is to that piece of furniture is going to determine what size you want it, what color it's going to be, and what color the walls are. If you have light walls and you put dark furniture against it, the furniture will appear larger.
Okay, that makes sense. Now that you say that.
If you have light walls and you put light furniture against it, the furniture appears smaller.
Very good to know. Awesome, awesome. What else have you ran across in going out and checking rooms?
One of the biggest sins, and a lot of people do this, and you wouldn't think a designer would say this, but too many accessories.
Oh.
This is not like in cooking when there's never too much butter. There can be too many accessories.
Okay. I could see where it might become a little gaudy, if you will, or just too much. I can understand that.
Well, and sometimes somebody finds an accessory, a picture or a lamp or something that they just think is outrageous. And it probably is. And if you put it in a room that isn't that outrageous, the only thing the person sees when they walk into that room is that picture or that lamp or that wild footstool, and they don't see the whole room. Good design means you walk into a room and you appreciate every aspect of that room. There's not one thing that jumps at you and holds your attention, but the different levels and sizes of the furniture and accessories move and color move your eyes around the room, so you appreciate the whole room instead of just one aspect of it.
Okay. Well, because I remember from home ec and junior high, one of the things that we talked about was you had a focal point in the room and you had one object you wanted everyone to see when they walked into the room. So that's not necessarily true.
That's old hat.
Okay. Yeah, I know I'm getting older, but
your focal point today is a fireplace, a TV.
Okay.
You know, if you're doing a family room or
sure.
a great room, you know, that TV is going to be a focal point. So, you know, you kind of arrange around focal points that are important to the use of that room.
Okay.
In a kitchen, you design around the kitchen area where mom's usually working.
Sure.
Because she wants to see the kids and dad and everybody. She doesn't want to have them be sitting in another room with their backs to her when she's in the kitchen getting dinner ready and so on.
Exactly. I love that in a layout of a house where the kitchen family room's all one big open area. It makes it very nice to be able to get done what you need to have done and then still enjoy the family while you're doing it. So that's right. Always good.
The other thing that probably the biggest mistake I see when I walk into a house is people hang their pictures at the wrong height. Almost everywhere.
Okay. All right. So a shorty like me, how high should I be hanging? And do I do it based on me or do I do it based on the design standard on height?
Okay. What you base it on is when it used to be, you know, several years ago, we said that pictures should be at eye height.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was a mistake actually because some guys are 6'2" and they're hanging the pictures and the wife's 5'3".
Yes, yes.
And they go, oh, I can't believe this. You know?
Yeah.
So the basic rule is move the pictures down so they're a part of your room setting.
Okay.
You don't want 10 or 11 inches of space between the top of your sofa and the picture frame edge.
Okay.
Okay. The basis for this is that most of us, and even if you're visiting somebody, you're seated when you're looking at somebody else's room.
True.
So we're hanging the pictures lower, maybe 5 inches above the back of the sofa to the bottom of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way when you're seated, you can easily see and enjoy the pictures. You're not having to crane your neck and look up at them.
Okay, well that makes perfect sense now that you mentioned that and explain that. Because, yeah, again, home ec 101 in seventh grade. That wasn't quite what we had learned as well. So that's interesting, and it makes perfect sense. I mean, because yes, you're right. You're sitting having a conversation, and you notice somebody has a new photo hanging on the wall or a new painted picture, and you don't want to be rude and crane your neck all the way around to take a look at it, but you want to see it and you want to talk to them about it and enjoy that with them. So yeah, that does make sense. That's great to know. What else are some of the pitfalls in design that
light fixture styles and sizes?
Okay. Okay.
They put a fan in with a light on it, and the fan's way too big for the room, or it's too small for the room. Okay. It works both ways.
Okay.
There's a nice medium there that you need to reach. Also, you know, the fixture, if the fixture is metal, it usually will echo the other metals that's in the room, like doorknobs, lamps, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to, but usually it does. You know, and then the other thing about light fixtures is the height that you hang them. A light fixture should hang 36 inches. The bottom of the light fixture should be 36 inches above the dining room table. Now, don't everybody run and get their tape measures out and see if you're 35. 35 is probably fine.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Let's not go overboard on this. But you definitely want some space so when you're seated, you can see underneath it easily.
Yes.
You know, and then you don't want it up so high that you lose the effect of the light for the table.
Sure. And those lights, should you have one that is a downshine and then one that, you know, a lot of the light fixtures have like a light that will shine directly down
right.
and then kind of around as well. For the dining room, is that something that you want to select one like that? Or is that necessary? Or
for a dining room, I usually like a type that throws the light up and not down.
Okay.
If I'm doing a family room that has a game table in it
or a
breakfast room that where the kids do homework and stuff, that's where I put a down light.
Okay.
Because you need more light there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That
formal
makes sense.
Dining or a more elevated dining instead of formal dining even calls for a fixture that is, you know, gives you nice light. And I usually recommend you put on a dimmer and then you can adjust it.
Sure.
And the width of that light shouldn't be actually more than half the width of the table. So if a table's 42 inches wide, then you want a light fixture that's 21 or 22 inches across.
Okay. I know I went with a friend of mine when she was remodeling her house, and she wanted my opinions to help pick out light fixtures for the house. And we went to Menards, and oh, my goodness, I could not get past all of the options for light fixtures. I had no idea that there were that many options. I mean, from the light bars in the bathrooms to the track lighting and then the sconces on the entryway. I mean, there were just so many options. Same with ceiling fans. So it does get kind of intimidating if you don't know what you're looking for. So that's a great answer that you gave. Hopefully others who are contemplating that have listened and can take that into account for when they go.
A lot of my clients say, I don't know what I need. Can you go pick it out for me? And we do that.
Yeah. Well, and you don't know what you don't know. So I don't even know what to ask you because I don't even know where to start. So that, you know, like you said earlier, there's no question that is dumb. Any question when you're doing this. And of course, you know, you don't want to buy the wrong thing. You know, you don't want to have spent $1,000 in light fixtures and none of it work or none of it fit the room adequately or purchase a sofa that's not going to fit. So,
right.
I mean, it's just, it's always better to get somebody's expert advice and make sure that you're doing the right thing.
We want to help people make their homes their castle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been doing this all my life and hopefully I'll do it as long as I have breath.
Well, we enjoy that. All right. Well, we're going to take our last break here. And when we come back, we got some questions to answer. So we'll be back shortly.
That was easier.
feel much better. Nutrition plays a key role in everyone's life, but it's especially important in recovery. With Recovery 24, you can win this battle, one day at a time. Get 50% off your first order by visiting recovery24.com now.
I just wish Mom could hear better on the phone.
Dad gets so upset with me when I call. I wish it were different.
The CapTel Caption Phone from Relay Indiana allows you to speak into the phone, and your words appear on a bright, easy-to-read screen. Conversations occur naturally with added clarity.
I used to love our phone chats. I wish it was like before.
Now it can be with the CapTel Caption Phone. Go to RelayIndiana.com and call 334-1413 today.
There is a turn beyond rational explanation where the laws of physics become fast and loose. You've entered Turn 3. Kentucky Speedway's Turn 3 is unlike any corner in NASCAR.
Oh, and around goes the 20.
It's a place caught between up and down, science and superstition. It is Turn 3.
It's the toughest corner on the circuit. Catch the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts July 8th. Visit KentuckySpeedway.com.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
Kinetico customers don't come back. Why? They don't have to. They're satisfied the first time. That's right. Kinetico non-electric water treatment systems take care of your water problems, and you won't need to keep calling us for endless repairs. Many Kinetico customers purchased their systems years ago and are still enjoying clean, conditioned water 24 hours a day. Join the long list of satisfied Kinetico customers. Call 800-814-6242 and schedule your free in-home consultation. Kinetico of Vincennes, an authorized independent Kinetico dealer.
WAOV is your insurance studio for news, weather, information, talk, and sports. Listen to the news, sponsored in part by First Vincennes Savings Bank, Anthus Heating and Air in Vincennes, Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville, and First Financial Bank. Or visit online at newsknoxcounty.com anytime. The news, the weather, the information, talk, sports, and the St. Louis Cardinals on WAOV 97.7 FM.
The 97.7 WAOE forecast now. Mostly sunny today, high of 75. Mostly clear tonight, low 53. Sunny tomorrow, high of 78. For the weekend, sunny Friday, high of 84. 87 sunny on Saturday, sunny and hot on Sunday, and a high of 91 degrees. Join us right here for St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. It's your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. 97.7 WAOV.
And we're back live here at the WAOV Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio for our last segment here, Greg. And so we have a couple questions that came in. So we're going to do questions until we have to go. So the first one I have here is, I have a good sofa in great shape. Only the fabric is well worn. Would I be better off having it reupholstered than or buying a new one?
Well, there's an easy question. This, I price that all the time for customers. And by the time you buy the fabric and then you have the sofa recovered, you're going to spend more than you spend for a new sofa. The labor costs today, plus the fact even your sofa that looks good, when we get the fabric off of it, there's probably a spring or two that needs to be replaced. There's some foam that needs to be replaced in the cushions.
Oh, yeah.
And with the price of oil having gone up, the price of foam has greatly increased. So those replacement cushions are a lot more expensive than they used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You put all that together and you're above the cost of a new sofa.
didn't think of it like that. That's a great answer, because you don't realize or think about, you know, you like the aesthetics of it and the print. You just want to update that, but you don't think about the structure itself, and especially the foam cushions. And of course, like I mentioned, you know, it's hard to get out of, for me to get out of a lot of pieces of furniture. So, yeah, that's good to make sure you have nice firm furniture. Okay, another question I have here is, Mr. Risley, I've noticed that everyone seems to hang their pictures so high. I thought they were supposed to be at eye level. Well, we just discussed that. So, again, just briefly for those who are listening, it's not eye level anymore?
Not eye level anymore. Probably the maximum height that you want at the bottom of the picture frame above your sofa is 5 inches. Remember, you want to enjoy the picture seated. So try to move your pictures down into the area with the accessories, like on a tabletop or something.
Okay.
Of course, you have to keep the balance good. But, you know, most of the time you want that picture to look like it's a part of that area where it's hung on the wall and not floating way above the piece of it.
Sure, it flows in with the end tables and sofa tables and such. Something else maybe people don't realize is that you do have mattresses and bedroom suits. I have a question here. It says, we've had our mattress 16 years. How often is it recommended to have a new mattress?
They recommend that you change mattresses every 7 years.
Every 7 years.
And most people don't change them for 15 or 20.
True.
Because I have people walk in the store and say, well, I've only had my mattress 14 years, but I think we need a change.
Yeah.
It's time to change.
Good. Let's see here. I'm sorry. I'm reading. I should have read this before. Mr. Risley, I'd like to read, but I need a better lamp. I have noticed that the lamps come in so many different heights. What is the proper height to purchase?
That's a good question. Most reading lamps are 33 to 36 inches high, because that puts the shade up high enough so that your shoulder or the side of your head doesn't cast a shadow into what you're reading in your lap.
Okay.
Of course, there are specialty lamps that have goosenecks and so on to where you can aim the light. And those don't have to be quite that tall. So, you know, we try to carry a nice selection of different kinds of lamps. If you come into the store, we'll help you with that. We have a new line of reading lamps that even have 4 light bulbs in them.
Oh, okay.
The center light and then 3 lights around it. It's the brightest reading light I've been able to find.
Very nice. Well, and does that hold true for also then at the bedside table?
Yes.
If you're reading in bed?
Yeah.
So you want to...
Because usually your nightstand's the same height as your bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you want to use that 33 to 36-inch height lamp, sometimes a little taller. They also have some nice wall-mount lamps for bedside, and that leaves all your nightstand space open for tissue box, alarm clock.
Yeah. Cell phone charger, book.
Glass of water.
That's right. You know, all the necessities before you crawl into bed. So, I think we have time for one more question.
Okay.
We need a new family room and furniture badly. With children and a dog, we're afraid to invest that kind of money. What do you recommend?
That's a long answer. I'll answer it real briefly.
Sure.
There's a new fabric out called Revolution. You can take a black magic marker, permanent marker, write on it, on that fabric, and take it off with a special cleaning solution. These are new fabrics. They've just come out this year. So, you know, the people that say, I'm going to wait till my kids get bigger, you don't have to do that anymore. We have fabrics, and we have fabric coatings that will take the soil that the kids put out and the spills, and red Kool-Aid and red wine comes out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so that's good for the... big kids and little kids both, and so it will definitely take care of all of us. So, Greg, it's been a great show today. We really appreciate you coming in and sharing these great tips with us. We look forward to seeing you back next week at 3 o'clock here on Wednesday. And again, if you have questions you'd like to have answered, go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer, complete the form, send it in. We'll take care of it. We'll get it on air the next week. So any last tidbits?
Thanks for listening. Hope to hear from you all soon.
Great. Again, this is the WAOV Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio. Thanks for joining us here today, and we will see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer. News.